federal court. Vance Bolter did not enter a plea. The next step will be a grand jury meeting and then handing up an indictment, which could happen within the next 10 days. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, a close call. Or whatever. I mean, it seems like, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Again, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Advantage Pest and Mosquito Control for all your extermination needs. Call 920-303-5754. 920-303-5754.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, happy 4th of July. We have a specially curated Matinair on air for you, but Free Ticket Fridays is happening. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to another hour of this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. It's producer Todd, John, and Jim off this morning, but we're doing something very cool on this July 4th, and we're featuring the stories and the songs of veterans of the United States of America, men and women who have served our country, and their stories turned into great songs by singer-songwriters, right, a lot of times in Nashville. And we've got some great guests with us from Operation Song. We're speaking with the CEO of Operation Song, John Foti. Also speaking with the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer. And we're learning more about Operation Song. Again, their website, operationsong.org. We've got several songs we want to share with you this hour, and we're going to get to those in just a bit. John, CEO of Operation Song. John, what's the cost of creating these songs, of the songwriting and the recording and the producing and getting them distributed on the website, all that kind of stuff? What is the cost when it comes to a song through Operation Song?
Notably, it's always free to veterans, military personnel, and their families. It's absolutely always free. And we would never charge a veteran because we believe every veteran deserves to be able to tell their story. And we really believe that every American should know and understand it. I don't think any of us would want to live in a country where we no longer appreciated our own military and those who put on the uniform, right? Because I like to say people can dispute the war. They can debate a conflict. They can debate politics, but we should never debate the individual in the uniform, right? People don't choose where they serve. They don't choose when they serve. And we've talked a little bit about this, but veterans often are reluctant to tell their story because sometimes they don't feel worthy. And that tends to be a huge barrier, right? That's actually the biggest cost in this all, right? Is the stories that go untold, right? And the veterans that don't have an opportunity to write their song, they don't have an opportunity to communicate to their peers, their family about their experiences and the impact of that on their life. So it's always free to the organization. It's about $1,500 per song. And we fundraise year round through events, through online fundraising, and all of that to ensure that it always stays free for veterans and their families. And so our tag, kind of has been culturally, hey, we'll write with as many veterans as we can. We'll onboard them in as many ways as we can. We thankfully get money from the Academy of Country Music. They have a nonprofit called ACM Lifting Lives that donates to us every year in order for us to maintain a virtual songwriting program to write with veterans around the country. And those songs tend to be a little bit more cost effective because they are virtual. There's no commuting, travel, or other expenses that go into that outside of just coordinating with the veteran virtually. But yeah, it's about 1,500 veterans. And so if anyone listening is inspired by any of the songs, inspired by any of the music, wants to help veterans, always have a platform that is free to be able to share their stories. We would love if you donate. We always say every single dollar goes towards serving veterans and their families. And so $5, $10, whatever anyone can afford in their budget, we would love to take that and start serving more veterans with it.
And what's the website where people can go to actually do that?
operationsong.org. You can also Google, Bing, Yahoo, Operation Song. We are always the first hit on your search engine, and you could just go directly to operationsong.org. You can find us on any social media platform at Operation Song and navigate to the website, donate. You could onboard, you could learn more about our programs, you could watch some of our World War II Preservation Project documentaries. And we'd love, even if you just went to the website, found us on social media, followed us, and just stay tuned with what we have, because the music we put out weekly, monthly, and yearly is inspiring. And so even if you can't donate right now, we'd love a like, we'd love a follow, and a listen.
Again, operationsong.org. Share it with a friend. Share the gift of song and share the gift of these stories with someone you love. Speaking of love, this song is called Love Dad, and it's written by Josh Greider and George Brown. George writes this letter to his son, basically telling him things that he hopes his son already knows. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
You can catch reds all year round, but it's always best in the fall. And if you got a 3-0 count, let them throw you another ball. A beer now and then's okay, but don't let it get a hold of you. Try to listen more than you speak, and when you speak, tell the truth. When you go pick her up on that first day, shake her daddy's hand, and you'll never be too old to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. And don't go looking for trouble, son, but if it comes your way, stand up for yourself and anybody else in harm's way. Life ain't always easy, life ain't always fair. Hard times will come and I won't always be there. But life is a gift and love is real, and there's no such thing as no big deal, 'cause you never know how it's gonna work out. So I'm writing you this note. Tonight I'm sitting here thinking about things I hope you know. Courage is contagious, just like smiles and confidence, and the words I'm sorry can heal more than most medicine. Be the first to help your brother, reach out and lend a hand. Laugh easy, pray often, and win every race you can. 'Cause life ain't always easy, life ain't always fair. Hard times will come and I won't always be there. But life is a gift and love is real, and there's no such thing as no big deal, 'cause you never know how it's gonna work out. So I'm writing you this note. Tonight I'm sitting here thinking about things I hope you know. Work's got me away again and I'm sure missing you. They say tonight might get a little rough, but I've got a job to do. Moments over the course of your life, and right before you go, they say they flash before your eyes. Son, you're in all the best ones that I have ever had. Good night, sleep tight, I miss you, love, Dad.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
I could throw 80 down the middle, but I couldn't throw the jump. So coach put me on first base, and I made varsity in 91. But baseball wouldn't want to do it, and college wouldn't quite my speed. So I enlisted in the Air Force, just like my granddad fooled me. From Lackland to Fort Walton, to Fort Hood to Germany, I did things I never thought I'd do. Saw things I can't unsee. And I served for 20 years, had more close calls than I care to name. But I'm still here for reasons that I can't quite explain. Is living and dying, giving up and still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Some make it back, some never will. Don't you judge a soldier until you set him down and let him explain what it's like to spend a little time down the range. When I got out, I didn't carry the weight of that M4. Might not been more than 10 pounds, but it felt like the weight of the world. The only hammer I wanted to drop was on my Mustang GT. And the little things everybody worried about just didn't matter much to me. Cause it's living and dying, giving up and still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Some make it back, some never will. Don't you judge a soldier until you sit down and let them explain what it's like to spend a little time down the range. Days ain't without struggle. I don't have it all figured out. I'm learning what to care for, what I just gotta forget about. But every time that I wake up on the right side of the dirt, is a blessing. I'm grateful for another day on this earth. Cause there's a living and dying, giving up, still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Yeah, some come back, some never will. Don't judge a soldier until you sit down. Let them explain what it's like to spend a little time down range. No, you never see things quite the same once you spend a little time downrange.
There's a great song called Downrange by Stephen Blackman and Josh Greider. Josh, an Air Force veteran serving as a forward air controller, telling us to be careful not to judge those who serve downrange. This is a very special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It is Operation Song on this 4th of July. More music, more stories on the way. It's also a free ticket Friday on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brew Crew tickets for next Friday, July 11th, taking on Washington at AmFam Field. And here's how you can win. The keyword this morning is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, holiday. So download the Civic Media app, get that in the Apple or Google store, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword holiday to be entered in this statewide contest. Once again, this morning's keyword is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. HIDAY. Get the app, choose the station, WISS or WGBW, and text that word in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win. And your next chance to win is coming up after 9 o'clock with Matt Nair on Air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. It's a free ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This 4th of July, Landscape Solutions by Michael Kirsch would like to thank our members of the armed forces for defending our freedom. For a free estimate on your next home outdoor project, call Landscape Solutions, 920-420-8054, 920-420-8054.
This 4th of July, Civic Media would like to recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. This message brought to you by C. McPhee Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris. It's that simple. Call C. McPhee Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980. Have a happy and safe 4th of July from C. McPhee Realty.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Harry Emerson Fosdick said, "Liberty is always dangerous, but it is the safest thing we have." This Independence Day, Jay Stadler Machine would like to recognize our members of the United States Armed Forces, both domestic and abroad, who continue to protect our freedom. Jay Stadler Machine, specializing in computer-controlled manufacturing and offering close-tolerance parts precise and on time. That's Jay Stadler Machine, located at 2661 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin's summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Producer Todd without the guys today. I'm not having to keep them in line, but I'm having a blast because I'm listening to some great music, hearing some great stories in the process, and speaking with a couple of great gentlemen, John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song. I can't even tell you how many times that I have teared up today, but that's just who I am. I hear these stories, and it makes me think of my dad, who, you know, we lost a couple of years ago, just over 2 years ago. And the thing about my dad was he was in the Korean War, but he never talked about it. We didn't know as a family a lot about his military time. There were some pictures and some stories about being here or there, but that was about it. And then after they die, you start going through things and you start learning stories. And I wish that my father could have opened up to me. I feel like I would have known him even better if he would have shared these stories. Mike, you've had a song written about you. You're kind of a singer-songwriter yourself. It's got to be therapeutic, not only for the veterans, but I would think for the songwriters as well, to hear these stories and then be able to create something from them.
100%. Yeah, it's, you know, our songwriters say all the time, you know, they're like, "Hey, man, this guy told me this, and he said he's never told anybody this," you know, and they're floored by the fact that they can develop that level of trust with them enough to where they just heard something they've never told anybody. You know, and I think the beauty of it comes in what I said earlier, is that these songwriters, they come into, they're not counselors, they're not therapists of any kind. They genuinely respect that person sitting across from them and want to help honor them by telling their story. And so, and, you know, by doing that and coming in just with, you know, just an open book and
you know, asking those dumb questions, you know, about everything. I think that really starts to, you know, as they begin to develop that conversation, that really starts to put the veteran at ease. I know it did with me. And, you know, before long, they just, man, they're saying everything. They're just getting it out because it's, they feel comfortable at that point, you know. And it feels good to do that. You know, it's for many of these veterans, I think they've wanted to talk about their experiences. They want, you know, they'll talk about them with each other, you know, with other veterans, but, you know, they think there's things that their family members may judge them for, they won't understand, or they, you know, they just don't want to bring it up at all, you know, but being able to, you know, to get it out instead of pushing it down, you know, and you keep, it's like anything, you keep pushing it down, eventually it's going to come out sideways, you know? And so I just think it's amazing to see that from both the songwriter and the veteran perspective. You know, we've had veterans tell us numerous times that Operation Song has saved their life just in telling their story. One veteran, I'll tell you one more real quick. One veteran, she went through sexual assault in the military. And she said that, you know, whenever I struggle with that anymore, whenever I think about it, she goes, I just put it aside and I don't think about it because all I have to do then is play my song and everything's better. So, I mean, how powerful is that?
It's incredibly powerful, even as a listener to these songs. Let's share another one of those songs right now. Chuck Jones and Teresa Rear. Teresa wrote this particular song as part of the Share Atlanta program. And she outlines that while it's been a struggle to recover after war, her life should be viewed as a victory overall. This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. This is called My Victory.
I came home a changed woman, broken and defeated. Wasn't even sure of my next steps. It's been a long time coming to get the help I needed. And there's still a ways to go, I'm not there yet. But there's a glimmer of hope, a sliver of light. Now I'm not so weak, I'm strong enough to fight. I can feel my
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab, and though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Again, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
This 4th of July, Fun Pros Event Planning Services would like you to join them in pausing to reflect on the sacrifices made by America's men and women of the armed forces in defense of our nation's liberty. Fun Pros Event Planning Service has Wisconsin's best team-building activities and the most innovative interactive games. For your next company meeting, holiday party, or family get-together, call Fun Pros 920-886-3594. 920-886-3594.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content
Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Been sharing great music, and we've got a handful of songs to get to yet before we wrap things up. At 9 o'clock, we want to thank John Foti and Mike Beyer for joining us from Operation Song with behind-the-scenes information about the organization and how you can help. Again, operationsong.org for more details. Let's start off with a song from Jim Collins and World War II veteran Paul Frederick. This is a story. Paul describes his ship being hit by a torpedo while in transit to the Pacific Theater and credits his guardian angel with saving his life. In fact, the title of this song is called Guardian Angel, and you're going to hear a little bit from Paul telling this story and then the song itself.
Me and my buddy were sleeping in the Higgins boat, and I woke up and I said, Harvey, I said, there's flares or something out there. And I said, we better go down and see what's going on. And they'd put the ship under general quarters, and we was, and a couple of our guys come up, and ended up being five of us there. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go up here and see what time it is and get me a drink of water. This thing had an old clock on deck there and a water fountain. And I wasn't over 30 feet or so from them. And I looked, and I got a glance at the clock. About that time, a sailor said, we're going to get hit. And I looked, turned around, and sure enough, plane had dropped a torpedo and it hit the ship I was on. And it killed me. I mean, I was on fire, so I went in the water. We was in the water for about an hour and a half. They picked us up and put us aboard another APD. But the four guys I left, they got killed. And it couldn't have happened over a minute if it happened that quick. So that sold me on a guardian angel, which he went through me through other times too. But I lost four good buddies on that ship.
'96 years old, but the stories that he told were like something from a Hollywood movie. He talked of World War II, all the brave men that he knew, and just listening to him sent a chill right through me. Like that early morning when he and four of his good friends were all awakened by a red flare in the sky. A torpedo hit his ship. To this day he still lives with the fact his buddies died, but somehow he survived. He said, that's why I believe in guardian angels. There's somebody up there watching over me. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian angels too. He was there in Iwo Jima when they raised that flag of freedom, and he said it's something he'd never forget. He said there's so many memories, but the one that I'll keep with me is the day that me and my sweet Myrtle met. 71 good years together, but our love will last forever. Then he smiled and said, son, I'm one lucky guy. Yes, she's why I believe in guardian angels. There's somebody up there watching over me. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian angels too. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian angels too. guardian angels.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
To do it. Back in South Carolina, the greens growing back on the trees. And this desert in Cutter feels like 1,000 degrees. And I'm praying in mail come, there'll be something for me, from you. Even if it's just small talk and the weather, girl, that's all that's getting me through. I miss you, I want you, I can't wait to hold you again. Can you feel my heart beating for you through the ink in this pen? I wait for the day I won't be sleeping and dreaming alone. In the meantime, I'm living, living on letters from home. My tour is over, I hope and I pray you're still there.
Thank you.
Living on the letters from home, Chuck Jones, Katie Wynn, and Sean Locklear. And that's a song about the importance of staying connected at home. In fact, Sean, those are his words, right? That's his story of telling his love for his wife and how the thought of holding her kept him going. A special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. On with us from Operation Song, which is a great organization, and you can get more details on by going to operationsong.org. John Foti, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, what has Operation Song meant for you in your life?
Oh, that's a great question. I think for me, for one, the one thing I struggled with the most about getting out of the military is I thought I missed the military. I didn't miss the military. I missed the people. You know, I missed my battle buddies and my friends. And And I think for me, it allowed me to, one, stay connected with the veteran community and their families. But it also allowed me to see all the different perspectives of, you know, of service. You know, every branch, you know, when you're in the Army, you know, and you're in a specific portion of the Army, that's what you see, that's what you primarily know. And so it really gave me, you know, insight into the total picture of service. And not just in the Army, but also in every branch, you know. And so for me, I think that was one of the most important things. And it also showed me that, you know, I wasn't the only one out there struggling, because, you know, we tend to struggle on an island, you know, and we think that we're the only ones dealing with this kind of thing. So there's numerous, well, I say this, there's not a retreat that goes by that I don't hear a song, you know, that has either the song itself or it has one or two lines that don't impact me and influence, you know, my direction in any sort of way. So, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have been doing this, you know, pretty much from the beginning, and truly thankful to Bob Regan for having created this. You know, I mean, Bob Regan, he didn't have to, but he's, you know, that guy, I'd fight anybody for him, man. I'd get in a bar fight right now for that guy. He's just, his heart is amazing. And, you know, and when a lot of people gave up on me, Bob Regan, he didn't. You know, he's this professional songwriter, and this guy was calling me up and checking in on me. So I'm very passionate about the organization. I'm very dedicated to it. And, you know, for me, it's changed my life as well.
John, what about you? What has joining Operation Song meant for you?
I use the example of my daughter a lot, right? So my family's kind of a legacy, right? My dad served in the Army. My grandfather served in the Army. My wife served in the Air Force. I was in the Army. And I would love to have a country in, you know, my daughter's two, you know, so in 16 years, just like Mike's son, I would love to get to a point where I feel comfortable with my daughter joining the military. But in order for me to feel comfortable with that, I feel like I need to ensure that I've built a society and a community in which I know that in 16 years, we as a society are going to continue to support and cherish our military service members and veterans as much as we did after 9/11. If anything, it did one incredibly powerful thing, which is it reminded Americans that there are other people that pay for our freedoms, and there are other people that pay for our sacrifice, that make sacrifices for our liberties. And Operation Song has reminded me last year when I learned about it, and of course this year, every single day when I get to be a part of it, we now have an obligation to fight for America in America to ensure that Americans don't forget about the sacrifices of veterans and their families. There are so many incredible veterans nonprofits in the country, 501c3s, there's over 47,000 of them in America that serve veterans and military. And in that landscape, it can be really, really confusing in terms of where your dollar goes the farthest, how you can have the most impact on a veteran's life. And I fell in love with Operation Song's mission because not only does it directly support veterans, military personnel, and their families, but it also vows to take those songs to Americans so that that cycle becomes a little easier.
I love it. So much more to get to, a couple more songs, and more details about Operation Song on the way on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Don't go anywhere. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids' activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. Thinking about buying your first home, one of the first steps is getting pre-approved. Pre-approval not only helps you understand what you can afford, but it also gives you an edge when making an offer. At Bank First, we make the process simple. If you're ready to take the first step toward home ownership, let's connect. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In the words of Dwight D. Eisenhower, freedom has its life in the hearts, the actions, the spirit of men. And so it must be daily earned and refreshed. Else, like a flower cut from its life-giving roots, it will wither and die. This message made possible by Greenway House Bed and Breakfast, an historic bed and breakfast in Green Lake. Book your visit today by calling 920-379-0033. Greenway House is a proud supporter of the United States military.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market, sip, shop, sing every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean Taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's hard to believe we're down to the last segment of this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Big thanks to John Fody, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director, Veteran Engagement. We'll hear from them again before the end of the show, but I've got a couple more songs I definitely want to get to today because they're absolutely incredible, like all the songs here and all the songs on the website, operationsong.org. This song is from David Lee and Mike Hatfield. Retired CSM Mike Hatfield describes his life and how, just as his father served, it was his destiny to serve as a soldier. Mike is a warrior's son. This is Warrior's Son.
Well, I wore this set of dog tags to combat in Iraq. My father wore them in Vietnam, but he never made it back. A lot of roads I could have gone down, million things I could have done. But I'm a warrior's son. Well, I was pretty good at baseball. Had a job, a car, and a girl. Could have stayed home like my buddies did, but I wanted to see the world. Now I've walked into places that make most men turn and run. I'm a warrior's son. Some are born to swing a hammer, some wear a suit and tie. And some wear flowers in their hair, and some are born to fight. From the backyard playing army with my dime store BB gun, to strapping up my boots just like my daddy done. I'm a warrior's son. Now I'm a husband, I'm a father, and my son now wears the boots. He followed in my footsteps, and it was hell that put him through. And I lost a lot of sleep, but I'm sure proud of what he done. He's a warrior's son. Some are born to swing a hammer, some to wear a suit and tie. Some wear flowers in their hair, and some are born to fight. From the backyard playing army with my dime store BB gun, to strapping up my boots just like my daddy done. I'm a warrior's son. I'm a warrior's son.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
In seventh grade, he was always wearing camo. Told everyone he knew what he was born to do. 9/11 changed the world, but it didn't change his mind. When the country needed volunteers, he was first in line. After two tours of duty, he came home and told his family, my goal has been to make a difference. But they never imagined they'd have to see him draped in a flag at Arlington. He was a hero and a brother and a friend, and his name is Kevin. Every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength. Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank a Marine. Calls and letters came from all the people in his life. Teachers, coaches, long lost friends, so many he inspired. It's beautiful and comforting, but it's no surprise. After 9 long years, he's still in their hearts and on their minds. Every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength. Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank a Marine. Let the stories tumble out, and thank your lucky stars, you know, one of the few, the proud. And every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength. Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank a Marine. And for Kevin's sake, go thank a Marine.
Go thank a Marine. That's about Jenny's son, Kevin Newsom, who's killed in Afghanistan. And it was written by
Becca Ray Green and Jenny Newsom. Go thank a Marine on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. John Fody, Mike Beyer of Operation Song, thanks for joining me today, guys. Anything we can do to get the word out, we will do. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. Happy...
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this 4th of July, President Trump will sign the massive tax and spending bill that passed the House on Thursday. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
President Trump taking a victory lap in Iowa, calling the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill a July 4th gift to the country.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago.
The president saying the bill follows through on many of his campaign promises.
The people gave us a historic mandate to cut taxes, raise take-home pay.
The bill includes roughly $4 trillion in tax cuts. Nonpartisan groups say those cuts disproportionately help the wealthy.
Today's bill signing will feature a military flyover. Three people killed in New Jersey overnight when severe weather moved through the Northeast. Russia slamming Ukraine with hundreds of drone and missile attacks overnight. Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. arrested, accused of overstaying his tourist visa and lying on his green card. This is ABC News.